Congressman Peter Roskam is one of the busiest guys in D.C., obviously, Ways and Means, and he's essentially the go-to guy for tax policy. That includes health care, of course. But let's start with the Trump budget, which was announced yesterday, and already people are screeching that it's going to cut all the humanities. In other words, it's going to cut all the culture out of America. I'm not sure that's true, but in an age of diminishing assets, and we have to allocate them judiciously, I understand why the cuts are being made. That being said, Congressman, good morning. It doesn't much matter because most presidential budgets are nothing more than wish lists. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, it is a wish list, essentially. It's a proposal by the president that says, look, here's how these numbers work together for me. This is what he's proposing. President Obama's budgets were routinely voted down. I mean, it was a symbolic thing. Ironically, many times, Mick Mulvaney, who is now President Trump's director of the Office of Management and Budget, OMB director, was the person that would offer the Obama budget just to demonstrate that it didn't have a lot of support in the House. I think you'll see the Democrats do that, too, with the Trump budget. But it is, I guess the best way to characterize it is it's a wish list, it's a proposal. Then now Congress will enter into this process and go through these various line items and fund different things at different levels. But I mean, to your point, there's great fiscal challenges all the way around, and there's a level of discipline that has to be administered at a lot of program levels, and this is what the Trump team is proposing.
I heard him, Mulvaney, yesterday had a great example, not only with Meals on Wheels, but with a program in Pennsylvania that he talked about for after-school programs that would give kids better test scores, they do better in school, they graduate more kids, they go on to college and better paying jobs. And then he said this program's been around for a number of years, decades even, and that there is no evidence that the program has improved a single test score, except anecdotally you can pick out one case or two cases. But I thought he was well-spoken in saying, look, there's no reason to pay for programs that simply, there's no evidence that they actually work. They sound good, they feel good, but they don't work well.
Yeah, and I think that the days of just having a lot of money that we could, you know, that could be spent on these different things is a thing of the past. That said, I mean, the president has zeroed out some things, or nearly zeroed out in his budget proposal, things having to do with the Great Lakes, for example. Hey, we got to make sure that the Great Lakes are cared for and tended and clean. It's a life source for us. So look, there's an ebb and flow to this in terms of what has been proposed. It's a proposal, it's a wish list, it's a priority list, and then Congress will engage substantively now in this process. And when it's all said and done, I think we'll be able to come to some agreements.
Congressman, what would... We're talking about repeal and replace. For years, you've had people saying, we want repeal and replace. We want real action on this. The Republicans ran on this. Yet a lot of people are calling it Obamacare light. Will this thing ever see the light of the day, or is it just dead on arrival?
No, I think it will see the light of day. And there's a national consensus that Obamacare isn't working. And it was, it was sold as something that was going to be great for everybody. And it turns out, some people benefited under it, obviously, but a lot of people were really hurt by it. So now the idea is let's transition to something new. And transitions are hard. They're difficult. They have rough edges to them. And what you're hearing is a discussion about those edges. So in other words, we're in a state that put a lot of people on Medicaid. How do we move off of that without busting our budget? We're in a situation where we say, look, rather than having an expanded Medicaid population, let's go the direction of what's known as a refundable advanceable tax credit. In other words, let's go the direction where you give people more choices at the earlier level. So what you're seeing is a robust debate and discussion. And look, this is in contrast to the way Nancy Pelosi passed Obamacare when they just jammed 2,000 pages through the House. And with no sense of irony, remember her press conference when she said, we've got to pass this so that you know what's in it? People know what's in it. We're talking about 57 pages that went through the Ways and Means Committee last week. It's being debated in the Budget Committee, and it's poised to go to the floor. So it's supposed to be difficult to pass consequential things, and it is.
Congressman, we'll leave it there because I know you got to finish up and then hit a plane. So happy St. Patrick's Day.
And right back to you guys. Thanks very much.
Take care. There's Congressman Peter Roskam joining us from D.C. this morning.